When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
I don't care for China. Japan's far too small. I've rumbled the Rio Grande. I hate Asia Minor. I can't bear Bengal. And I shudder to think of that awful stink on the road to Samarkand. It's really hell, that dreadful smell on the road to Samarkand. But I like America. I have played around every slappy, happy hunting ground, and I find America okay. I've been about a bit, but I must admit that I didn't know the half of it till I hit the USA. No likely lass in Boston, Mass, from passion will recoil. In Dallas, Texas, they talk of sex, but only think of oil. New Jersey dames go up in flames if someone mentions bed. In Chicago, Illinois, any girl who meets a boy giggles and shoots him dead. But I like America. Its society offers infinite variety, and come what may, give me a holiday in the good old USA. I've loathed every acre from Cannes to Canton. I also deplore Bombay. I've jeered at Jamaica and seen through Ceylon and exploded that myth of those flying fifth on the road to Mandalay. I'll never miss those blasted fifth on the road to Mandalay. But I like America. I have travelled far from Northumberland to Zanzibar, but I find America okay. I've roamed the Spanish Main, eaten sugar cane, but I never tasted cellophane till I struck the USA. All delegates from southern states are nervy and distraught. In New Orleans, those wrought iron screens are dreadfully overwrought. Beneath each tree in Tennessee, erotic books are read. And when alligators thud through the Mississippi mud, sex rears its ugly head. But I like America, its simplicity and its passion for publicity. And come what may, I shall return someday to the good old USA. Hey, hey.
Of course, Noel Coward liked America, and America liked him right back. He might even say, we loved each other. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on WPPB, Peconic Public Broadcasting, 88.3 FM. And I'm so thrilled to pick up the Noel Coward story with our second Noel Coward broadcast. This one is Noel Coward in America. It's obviously a companion to a show we did a couple of weeks ago called Noel Coward in England, and it's all wrapped in a nice little bow around an extraordinary exhibit at the New York Public Library called Star Quality, which will tell you everything you want to know about Noel Coward. We'll talk a little more about that later. The exhibit is closing on August 16th, so I'm glad we could check in again with Mr. Coward. Now, obviously, Noel Coward spent a lot of time in America in the 20s and 30s. As a young man, he came over for his first glimpse of Manhattan in the mid-20s. He actually stayed in a flat near where I live, down on McDougal Street, and saw the bright lights of Broadway and determined he would be there someday, along with some chums he met named Alfred Lunt and Lynn Fontanne. And, of course, he became a superstar on Broadway in the late 20s and 30s with shows like Private Lives, Design for Living, and had an international reputation. But there was a big corner to turn for Noel Coward in 1955 when he arrived in Las Vegas as an entertainer at Wilbur Clark's Desert Inn, which seemed at the time completely incongruous, but sometimes incongruity is embraced by the American public, and his wit and sophistication went over very, very well in the middle of the desert. You heard a song from his act there. We'll come back to that act in a second. Let's turn to another question I have, which is, all right, musical theater fans, Mary Martin starred in a show in the 1940s with the word Pacific in the title. What is it? If you all raised your hands and said South Pacific, you'd be correct. But if you were a true musical theater fan, you would have also said Pacific 1860, a 1946 musical written by Noel Coward for the London stage, which never really made it to America. But he and Martin became chums, and in 1955, hot off his success in Las Vegas, he was given a contract by CBS to appear on a primetime special. Here he is with a song he wrote specifically for the occasion with Mary Martin.
90 minutes is a long, long time. A long, long time. A long, long time.
We need the rockets and some marionettes and a ballet on ice supporting us.
When we visualize all those millions of eyes and those millions of screens distorting us, don't imagine it's a bagatelle
to cost us spell. We know darn well. Whenever a song goes on too long, it isn't worth a dime. But 90 minutes is a long, long time. 90 minutes is a long, long time.
Well, 90 minutes may have been a long time on CBS in the Together with Music special, but it's a short amount of time to cover Noel Coward's American accomplishments. When I was growing up, the first album I can ever remember listening to was an album I asked my parents to play called The Man with the Coffee. And The Man with the Coffee had this man in a tuxedo drinking what I thought was a cup of coffee in the middle of the desert. And of course, the album was Noel Coward in Las Vegas, a live recording of his Las Vegas performance, where he was on the cover nattily attired in a tuxedo drinking what, of course, was tea in the middle of the Las Vegas desert, or, if you knew Coward's lyrics, out in the noonday sun for Mad Dogs and Englishmen. I loved it, played it over and over. What 3-year-old likes Noel Coward? Well, me. So there you have a clue into my lifelong love for the great master Noel Coward. Here is a cut from that very recording live, and he sings a version of his chums Cole Porter's Let's Do It, with lyrics that are actually censored on the album I listened to as a kid. When it was restored to CD, they put a couple of the lyrics back in. So here he is, Let's Do It.
Mr. Irving Berlin often emphasizes sin in a charming way. Mr. Coward, we know, wrote a song or two to show sex was here to stay. Richard Rogers, it's true, took a more romantic view of this sly biological urge, but it really was Cole who contrived to make the whole thing merge. He said the Belgians and Greeks do it, nice young men who sell antiques do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. Monkeys, whenever you Luke, do it. Ali Khan and King Farouk, do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. Luella Parsons can't quite do it. She's so highly strung. Marlena might do it, but she looks far too young. Each man out there shooting crap does it. Davy Crockett in that dreadful cap does it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. All famous writers in swarms do it. Somerset and all the moms do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. The Brontes felt that they must do it. Ernest Hemingway can just do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. E. Allan Poe, ho, 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 did it, but he did it in verse. H. Beecher Stowe did it, but she had to rehearse. Tennessee Williams, self-taught, does it. Kinsey with a deafening report does it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. In the spring of the year, inhibitions disappear and our hearts beat high. We had better face facts. Every gland that overacts has an alibi. For each bird and each bee, each slap happy sappy tree, each temptation that lures us along is just nature elmame, merely singing us the same old song. In Texas, some of the men do it. Others drill a hole and then do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. West Point cadets forming fours do it. People say all those gabors do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. My kith and kin more or less do it. Every uncle and aunt. But I confess to it, I've one cousin that can't. Teenagers squeezed into jeans do it. Probably we'll live to see machines do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. Each baby back after dark does it. In the desert, Wilbur Clark does it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. We're told that every hormone does it. Victor Borga all alone does it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. We know that both of the lumps did it, and they're still in their prime. McCarthy once did it, but it took a long time. Each tiny clam you consume does it. Even Liberace, we assume, does it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love.
You can see how much audiences loved Noel Coward in Las Vegas. I think part of his appeal in the mid-50s was a lot like the appeal of My Fair Lady in 1956, or something elegant and smashing and sophisticated in what I like to call the cloth-coated Eisenhower years. The gigs in Las Vegas and the eventual two recordings that he did, that and Noel Coward in New York, allowed him to share with American audiences some of the material they didn't get in his shows, which didn't transfer too many times in the 40s and 50s. A beautiful show called Ace of Clubs had a song called Sail Away that Noel Coward recorded. It eventually became the title and a little bit of the inspiration for a 1961 original musical he did on Broadway. So we'll hear Noel Coward's rendition, and we'll segue into the opening number featuring the brassy, intelligent, indomitable Elaine Stritch. But first, here's Noel Coward with Sail Away.
When the storm clouds are riding through a winter sky, sail away, sail away. When the love light is fading in your sweetheart's eye, sail away, sail away. When you feel your song is orchestrated wrong, why should you prolong your stay? When the wind and the weather blow your dream sky high, sail away, sail away, sail away. When a sailor goes to sea, though he leaves his love behind, time and tide will set him free from the grief inside him. Sea and sky will ease his heart, regulate his troubled mind. Every sailor has a chart and a star to guide him home. When your life seems too difficult to rise above, sail away, sail away. When your heart feels as dreary as a worn-out glove, sail away, sail away. But when soon or late you recognize your fate, that will be your great, great day. On the wings of the morning, with your own true love, sail away, sail away, sail away.
Of Beyond the Blue Horizon. Come to me!
Ah, Elaine Stritch always makes the heart beat faster. That was from Sail Away, the first original Broadway musical that Noel Coward wrote in 1961. When it was on the road, or in its initial stages, the Stritch character, the woman who's the coordinator on the boat, on the ocean liner, was sort of a supporting funny part, and there was another romantic lead, and they realized there were too many people on stage. Didn't work. So they cut the romantic lead and gave Stritch all the romantic moments, as well as all the comic moments, and it made her a star. So thank you, Sir Noel, for doing all that. Coward recorded some songs from the show as sort of a promotion. He sings one of them I like very much. It's almost Ionesco-like in its absurdity, and he does it as a much with a much faster clip than Elaine Stritch did. So let's hear Noel Coward's promotional recording of Useful Phrases.
When the Tower of Babel fell, it caused a lot of unnecessary hell. Personal rapport became a complicated bore and a lot more difficult than it had been before. When the Tower of Babel fell, the Chinks and the Japs and the Finns and Laps were reduced to a helpless stammer. The ancient Greeks took at least 6 weeks to learn their Latin grammar. The guttural wheeze of the Portuguese filled the brains of the Danes with horror. And verbs, not lust, caused the final bust in Sodom and Gomorrah. If it hadn't been for that bloody building falling flat, I should not have had to learn Italiano and keep muttering Sisi and Mi chiamano Mimi like an aging metropolitan soprano. I should not have had to look at this ghastly little book till my brain becomes as soft as mayonnaise's. Messrs. Hugo and Berlitz must have torn themselves to bits, dreaming up so many useless, useful phrases. Pray tell me the time. It is 6, it is 7, it's 11:30, it's 11:40. I want 13 stamps. Does your child have convulsions? Please bring me some rhubarb. I need a shampoo. How much is this hat? I desire some red stockings. My mother is married. These boots are too small. My aunt has a cold. Shall we go to the opera? This meat is disgusting. Is this the town hall? My cousin is deaf. Kindly bring me a hatchet. Pray pass me the pepper. What pretty cretonne. What time is the train? It is late. It is early. It's running on schedule. It's here. It is gone. I've taken my niece to a symphony concert. Please fetch me a horse. I have need of a groom. I want 7 tickets for La Traviata. Please show me the way to Napoleon's tomb. The weather is cooler, the weather is hotter. Please hand me a spanner, unfasten my cloak. I've lost my umbrella, I'm in a great hurry. I'm going, I'm staying. Do you mind if I smoke? This mutton is tough, there's a mouse in my bedroom. This egg is delicious, this soup is too thick. Please bring me a trout. What an excellent pudding. Pray hand me my gloves. I'm going to be sick.
Now, Noel Coward's Sail Away, which he also wrote the book and directed and did the poster. My goodness, if he had tore tickets in the lobby, I wouldn't be surprised. Was not a big hit. There was a show on the boards, however, at the L'Enfantin that was a big hit called The Sound of Music. And Noel Coward, who had a bit of a stage aversion to children, or at least children on stage, wrote, I think, one of the most wicked parodies ever that I know of, called The Little Ones ABC, where he takes the P-I-S-S out of Rodgers and Hammerstein's Do Re Mi. We'll hear Noel Coward start it, and we'll segue into Elaine Stritch's version from the cast album.
The Little Ones ABC. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O. Oh, what a jolly little jocular group we are. Blah, blah, blah. Hush, dear. Oh, vocalize and harmonize when mother cries. 1, 2, 3, go. Try if it's possible to keep on key. Sing the letters after me. Just how corny can you be? If you sing when you are blue, you find you never have to care a rap. When the skies are dark and grey, you just say, what a lot of crap. P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, and W, X, Y, Z, or Z. This is my personal recipe for the little ones ABC.
A stands for absolutely anything. B stands for big brass bands. C stands for chlorophyll. D stands for dexamil. E stands for endocrine glands. F and G don't suggest a thing to me, nor do H, I, J, K, L. But after L comes M for mother.
I'm nuts.
And mother's going to give you hell. A stands for artichokes and adenoids. B stands for bolts and belts. C stands for cottage cheese. D stands for dungarees. E stands for everything else. G, of course, stands for getting a divorce. And we know F stands for fridge.
Fridge!
But if I really were your mother, I'd throw myself from Brooklyn Bridge. B stands for Ku Klux Klan. C stands for Bethlehem. D stands for MGM. E stands for Soldier Old Man. F and G stand for Home in Tennessee. And we know H stands for Stokes.
Oh, that acerbic Mr. Coward, and even more acerbic, Miss Stritch. Love them, we do. Hello, I'm Larry Maslon, and I'd like to welcome you all to our second part, Noel Coward Show. Today is Noel Coward in America. We're dealing, obviously, with his American triumphs. And I want to thank again the Noel Coward Foundation for their generous support for this program and the program before. If you like Noel Coward, there's a wonderful exhibit at the New York Public Library called Star Quality, which was curated by Brad Rosenstein in conjunction with the Noel Coward Foundation. It's really terrific. And this final week of the exhibition has a lot of Noel Coward events, which you can check out by going to Noel Coward in New York, NEYYORK.com. Lots of interesting readings and sessions and music and stuff. So we thank the foundation again for bringing so much Noel to New York, and we're happy to do our part. In terms of also artists going to other places, I want to remind you that tonight at Guild Hall is our final Broadway to Main Street concert, Mr. Gershwin Goes to Washington, with a fantastic cast and hosted by our own Bonnie Grice, this Sunday at 7:30 at Guild Hall. You can go to guildhall.org. You'll have a great time. Let's return to Mr. Coward. In 1963, Coward was offered a chance to write the music and lyrics really to his only original, fully produced musical on the Broadway stage. Now, how many hands out there, how many people of you saw My Weekend with Marilyn? Okay, a good chunk. You'll know that's the trials and tribulations of filming the movie called The Prince and the Showgirl, and that's exactly the material, or more correctly, the play it was based on called The Sleeping Prince by Terence Rattigan, that Coward musicalized, the story of during the coronation of George V, the prince regent from a Middle European country who falls in love with an American showgirl from Milwaukee. Not the most dramatic or complex stuff, but perfect for a musical and perfect for Coward's talents. They wanted a number of guys to play the lead. They always wanted Laurence Olivier or Rex Harrison or Christopher Plummer or George Sanders. They got Jose Ferrer, who's not bad at all, and sings the following song, I think, in a very crisp, attractive baritone. So here is Jose Ferrer playing the Prince Regent from The Girl Who Came to Supper.
Curt, clear, and concise is the way that a lady should be. I am not a perfectionist who seeks the sublime. All I ask is a woman who won't waste my time. I'm frankly sick to death of females who procrastinate, who guard their virtue like a sort of holy grail. I much prefer the type who's willing to cooperate, concentrate, smack on the nose, bang on the nail. Coy maidens who shed bitter tears at the thought that they might be misled. and who faint dead away at the sight of a bed soon find out that my parting advice can be curt, clear, and concise. You must forgive me, Northbrook, if I should philosophize. At moments such as these, I find myself at ease. In matters of the heart, I'm sure our points of view indubitably harmonize. You're quite a connoisseur.
You're flattering me, sir.
I feel that really you look on sex clearly and factually, which saves you quite a lot of time and tears. You have an air, libertine, debonair.
Well, sir, actually, I've been engaged for nearly 7 years.
You must excuse me, Northbrook, if I seem to minimize the prevalent idea that sex should be austere. I've always had a notion since you all emotion was a cracking bore. And as I mentioned before, curt, clear, and concise is the way that a lady should be. She should not sentimentalize the physical act and believe she can dodge biological fact. I think it is behaving really indefensibly to take exception to an amorous advance. Give me the kind of girl who mutters comprehensibly, sensibly, off with the lights, on with the dance, though moralists say that it's better to honor and love and obey. I have found that a casual roll in the hay without bridesmaids, confetti, or rice is more curt, clear, and concise.
Now, Noel Coward's The Girl Who Came to Supper was not a smash hit. It wasn't helped, I think, by one of the worst posters ever created for a Broadway musical. But it did get some airplay, and one of the most beautiful songs from it, the 11 o'clock number, was recorded by a fairly popular singer in the 50s and 60s named John Gary. It's called I'll Remember Her, and I think his rendition is quite beautiful.
I'll remember her, how incredibly naive she was. I couldn't quite believe she was sincere. So alert, so impertinent, and yet so sweet. My defeat was clear. I'll remember her absurd exaggerating and her utterly deflating repartee. And the only thing that worries me at all is whether she'll remember me. And imagining if only she were there, I'll relive, oh so vividly, our sad and sweet incomplete affair. I'll remember heavy-hearted when we parted with her eyes so full of tears she couldn't see. And I feel inside a foolish sort of pride to think that she remembers me. I think that she
better love me while you may. Tomorrow I may fly away. You've got that gentle touch, that sentimental touch, that elemental touch, and you love me too. Yes, I know that you do. You'd better love me while I'm here, 'cause I've been known to disappear. Oh, don't let this miracle melt away. The clock ticks high above me. If you think fondly of me, you'd better love me while you may. You'd better love me, hold me, squeeze me while I'm here. I have been known to disappear. Oh, don't let this miracle melt away. The clock ticks high above me. If you think fondly of me, you better love me while you may.
That was the swinging Shirley Horn on piano and vocals. What song is she singing? Well, it's not exactly an Noel Coward song. It's a great song from a 1964 musical called High Spirits, which is, of course, based on Noel Coward's, what would I say, ghost love story. Actually, it precedes Go, the movie and the terrible show Ghost, in many ways has some of the same themes they stole from Coward. Anyway, the play, of course, with Blythe Spirit. And that came to Broadway in 1964 with a book and score written by Hugh Martin and Timothy Gray. And it might seem a very intimidating cast, its job, to write a show based on something by Noel Coward and have Noel Coward direct it, which he did with Tammy Grimes and Bee Lilly and Edward Woodward. But I think Martin Gray's score is really terrific. It holds up to the material. It holds up to the style of Coward. So let's hear a song from the show itself. This is Tammy Grimes and Louise Troy baiting the man they both married, Charles Condamine, played by Edward Woodward. What in the world did you want?
We all agree that as Ruth and I are dead, it would be best to dematerialize as quickly as possible. But perhaps you don't want us to go quite enough.
I certainly do.
Well, you must have a very weak will then. I always suspected it.
First, it was my mother who ordered me about in a voice that sounded rather like a sergeant major shout. Then came dear old Nanny who radiated gloom. Her one pleasure was to clout me till I spun across the room. The girls at children's parties drank my tea and ate my cakes. Later on in their teens, they were tough as marines and as slippery as snakes. A few years later, I paid the ultimate price by getting married. Not once, but twice.
I was wise, I was kind, I was neat.
I was charming, exciting, and sweet. I had all of the fire any man could desire. What in the world did you want?
I brewed coffee all night and all day, and I brought you your lunch on a tray.
When you woke from your nap, I was always on tap.
What in the world did you want? I sat still while you blandly misquoted every poem you thought you knew. We were both of us over-devoted, and we doted on no one but you.
I was honey and sugar and spice.
So was I, and what's more, I was nice.
We were good, you were bad, your conceit drove us mad. You're a cad that we're glad we came on.
What in the world?
What in the world?
What in the world?
What in the world did you want?
You were always relentlessly right, domineering from morning till night. You were both far too sure of your deathless allure.
What in the world did you want?
You were feckless and reckless and vain. You betrayed me again and again. You two darlings combined drove me out of my mind.
What in the world did you want? When your ranting and roaring was boring, I'll which was louder than God Save the Queen.
I gave love that was tender and true, which was utterly wasted on you. For you treated all that like a vulgar new hat you could over-emphatically flaunt.
What in the world?
Not in this world.
What in the world?
Or the next world.
What in the world did you
want? The Clever score to High Spirits did get some cover airplay. Mel Torme recorded two of its songs. Here's one that I think he swings very well from the score of High Spirits.
I know your eyes by heart. That look of half surprise, so innocent, so wise. I know those eyes by heart. I know your smile by heart. And when it's this naive, there's something up your sleeve. I know that smile by heart. You're lean, you're lithe, you're delightfully blithe, disgracefully full of grace. So clean, so neat, so deceitfully sweet is every feature of your face. And what's more, I know your heart by heart. It's light as a feather, tougher than leather, so I'll go on wondering whether we should be together or apart. For I know your heart by heart. Yeah, it's light as a feather, stronger than leather, so I'll go on wondering whether we should be together or apart. For I know your heart, your cheating heart. I know your heart by 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 heart.
Now, although the 1964 musical High Spirits featured a wonderful score by Hugh Martin and Timothy Gray, Noel Coward couldn't resist, putting his fingers in the pie, adding his own wit to one of their best songs called Home Sweet Heaven. It's sung by Elvira in the show, played by Tammy Grimes, a ghost who comes back from the beyond to torment her former husband with life up in heaven. Here's Noel Coward's version, sung by the master himself.
It's very simple, no angel choirs, but we have stereo and merry open fires. Caruso sings there, Salome swings there in my home sweet heaven. My house is modest, it's by Bernini, and I have the feeling that the ceiling's by Cellini. Old Tetrazzini bellows Puccini in my home sweet heaven. We all sit round King Arthur's table, Freud and Cain and Abel, Barnum and Bailey, Oscar Wilde and me. And it's such fun when Julius Caesar, Proust and Saint Teresa drop in for a cup of tea. Disraeli's witty and Homer's hearty, and Joan of Arc's the type who sparks the dullest party. We crack a bottle with Aristotle in my home sweet heaven. The King of Prussia, I call him Freddy, is living by mistake with Mary Baker Eddy. An Amy Simple has built a temple in my home, sweet heaven. There's Dr. Crippen, he's very chummy with Lizzie Borden and her daddy and her mummy. They split a kipper with Jack the Ripper in my home, sweet heaven. After I've lunched with Keats and Shelley, Brahms and Botticelli, Martin Luther asks me out to dine. And it would really bowl you over watching Casanova try to flirt with Gertrude Stein. She's a gas, it's a gas, it's a gas. Delilah's dreary, but Samson's handsome, and with his good looks, Robin Hood looks fit for ransom. Jane Austen giggles, Houdini wriggles, then it's seventh heaven, eleventh heaven. I miss the love, the laughter rippling and the tippling, and Emily Bronte doing the twist with Kipling. Oh, I'm homesick for my home, sweet heaven. There's Mussolini draped in a sari, mad as a hatter, like a fatter Mata Hari. He's even ruder than Mary Tudor in my home, sweet heaven. King Charles' spaniel, a golden cocker, jumps up and knocks poor Whistler's mother off a rocker. Though Cromwell's crummy, we play Jim Rummy in my home, sweet heaven. Thomas A. Becket loves absurd games, blind man's buff and word games. Boswell plays bezique for hours on end. At Horace Walpole's weekly whist drive, Handelbach and Liszt drive everybody round the bend. Lady Godiva is going steady with old King Ethelred, who's hardly ever ready. They share a chalet with Walter Raleigh and his good Queen Bessie. It's rather messy. I miss the thrill of seeing Milton on a bender with Bonnie Prince Charlie and that old pretender. Oh, I'm homesick for my home, sweet. A one, two, heaven. It's a gas, it's a gas, it's a gas. Oh, I'm homesick for my home, sweet heaven.
Well, how thrilling it is it to hear Noel Coward use the phrase, it's a gas? Because he was a gas. He was eternally young, even into the 60s. And he kept all of us young and vibrant and sophisticated with his work. I want to thank again the Noel Coward Foundation for funding this two-part series about Noel Coward, and remind everyone, if you're interested in Coward, and if you're piqued by, if you don't know anything about him and you're piqued by these shows, why don't you go to the New York Public Library at Lincoln Center, check out this wonderful exhibit called Star Quality. If you're also interested in musical theater, you can come to Guildhall tonight at 7:30 to see our final Broadway to Main Street presentation, Mr. Gershwin Goes to Washington, featuring not only a fantastic Broadway cast, but our very own Bonnie Grice as host. Well, I've loved spending 2 hours with Noel Coward. 60 minutes was a short time to indulge my affection for his great songwriting. Where to stop? Well, he wrote, as I said, this musical, The Girl Who Came to Supper, in 63. I don't know why it's not been revived. It's never really been done in London. It's got some terrific stuff in it, and nothing to me is more terrific than an 11 o'clock number given to Florence Henderson as the girl who came to supper. Yes, the same Carol Brady made a magnificent starring role in the show, and she explains to a young man what show she's in. It's a 1911 operetta called The Coconut Girl, and it brings together Coward's love for operetta, his witticism, his wordplay, which he developed in the 20s and 30s and 40s, and it appears in a 1960s musical. So I can't think of anything that better connects the generational appeal of Noel Coward. Here in our finale is Florence Henderson giving us The Coconut Girl.
This is the way the show goes. First of all, there's an overture. And then smacko, right into the opening chorus. Hello, how are you, how are you, hello, hello. Oh, welcome to Pootie Van Doyle, whose millions millions and millions for coconut oil. He's traveled by train and he's traveled by ship, and the dear little coconut's paid for his trip. A man of the people, hip hip, a man of the soil, hooray! All welcome to Pootsy Van Doyle. A welcome to Pootsy Van Doyle, who's in millions and millions. Well, anyway, there are a lot more choruses, and everybody is cheering. Cheer, 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 and milling around, mill, 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 mill. And that brings on Tina,
the coconut girl.
Right. No, as the coconut girl, though my intimate friends call me Tina, I'd be more content if Dad hadn't written quite such a grand place as the Villa Marina. The style is ornate, we've lots of gold plate, and my bathroom is but beneath all this show, I'd just like you to know that I'm simply the coconut girl. Hello, everybody! Here comes Cy Mortimer with his roommate, Bob Garfield. He's followed her to Europe in a terrible old automobile, and this is where they do their automobile number. Bad in McNeil bought an automobile and invited his girlie for a spin. Everything was fine and dandy for the first few miles, until he let his clutch right out and couldn't let it in. And as he drove at full speed, Paddy tried to proceed with a little original sin. But he found he couldn't cuddle her with both hands on the wheel. Crash! That's why Paddy had to buy another automobile. Then the car falls apart and the audience just screams. And that takes us into the serious part. Oh, by the way, we're in the garden of the Villa Marina now. And there's a wall and a tree. And Tina's sitting in a swing right here. And that's where Count Alexis finds her when he climbs over the wall.
The imposter.
Oh, your majesty, that's supposed to be a surprise. Well, anyway, this is where they sing their famous swing song. It's a duet.
Forgive me, please, for thus intruding upon a lady who is fairer than the day.
Kind sir, permit me your eluding. I must beseech you, pray, to go away.
Be not unkind, be not unfair. Moments so sweet are all too rare.
Swing to and fro, I know, my chasm melt away like a cold with the snow.
Would you permit a stranger for a while to stay with you?
Maybe.
To spend this beautiful day with you?
We'll see.
Not a cloud in the sky, and along the high, and the sound.
That's right, come on and say my line. Count Alexis, you are a cat in a bounder, etc., etc., etc. Then Tina throws herself into the arms of a passing waiter who turns out to be Cy Mortimer, and when she recognizes him, she faints, and that's the end of Act One.
It's very funny.
Oh, will you hear Act Two? It takes place in the casino at Deauville, and it opens with a sextet, and I'm featured in it with five other girls. Miss Six, lilies of the valley, Rose, Maud, Kate, Jane, Mary, Bell, Sally. We toil not, neither do we spend much, but we find in the casino that we win much more by being gentle with the gentlemen playing at the tables. Often sentimental men give emeralds and sables to Rose, Maud, Kate, Jane, Mary, Bell, Sally. Six pretty fillies, far from being silly billy, six lilies of the valley. Now, there's a second chorus which we do in harmony. I'll just sing my part.
We're six lilies of the valley. Sally, we toil not, neither do we spin much,
But we find in the casino that we win much more by being gentle with the gentlemen playing at the tables. Often sentimental men give emeralds and sables to Sally, six pretty fillies, far from being silly billy, six lilies of the valley.
What's happening? I mean in the plot.
Oh, well, Count Alexis is heartbroken because he isn't really an imposter at all. Now, he's working as a waiter and Simon is engaged to Tina. And this is when he goes to the roulette table and we all crowd around him, and as the wheel turns, he sings,
Lady Luck, come to my aid, this is a game that must be played and won.
And we all sing, Well, anyway, he wins. And he wins again and again and again. And the excitement is terrific. And finally, he breaks the bank. And we all sing, that's all the best, Count Alexis. That's all the best.
Oh, that is marvelous.
Oh, yes, he's very pleased. Because back home, the coconut bite has struck Pootsie Van Dahl's plantation. And poor Tina is penniless. And this is when he throws all the money in cash at her feet. And she realizes that he always loved her for herself alone and not for her coconuts.
Well, is that the end?
Almost. There is the Walla Walla Boola.
What on earth is that?
I'll show you. When you do the Walla Walla Boola, Walla Walla Boola, you will find it more exciting than a Honolulu Hula. First you swing to the left, you swing to the right. It's got a beat that makes you want to dance all night. Your hips start to wiggle, you give a little giggle and begin to wish the temperature were cooler. So stand up and holla, throw away a cola. Come on and do the walla walla boola, walla walla boola, walla 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 boola. When you do the walla walla boola, walla walla boola, you will find it more exciting than the Honolulu hula. First you swing to the left, you swing to the right. It's got a beat that makes you want to dance all night. Your hips start to wiggle, you give a little giggle and begin to wish the temperature were cooler. So stand up and holla, throw away a cola. Come on and do the walla walla boola, walla walla boola, walla 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 boola. When you do the walla walla boola, walla walla boola, you will find it more exciting than a Honolulu hula. First you swing to the left, you swing to the right. It's got a beat that makes you want to dance all night. Your hips start to wiggle, you give a little giggle and begin to wish the temperature were cooler. So stand up and holla, throw away a cola. Come on and do the walla 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 boola, walla 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 boola.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, we'll catch up some other time.